大家好，我是在玩英文的 Jack。
Hey, 大家好，我是 Neil， 很开心我又和 Jack 来给大家带来这一期的节目。
So today we're going to be taking a look at some English phrases that you might be confused with if you've not heard them before.
哎，今天我们就来说一些这些英文的用法。可能啊，如果你没之前你没听过、没懂他们，你会觉得哎，有一点 confused， 有一点搞不懂。那么今天我们就带你一起来了解这些用法啊。如果你想得到这一期的笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复。笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到了。Okay, what's the first one we got today is the expression "the grass is always greener on the other side."
Yes.
是什么意思呢？就是不满足啊，文艺点就是怎么讲，这山望着那山高，永远都觉得哎，别人家的是好的。
So this is an expression that is used to describe the attitude of never being satisfied with a situation. So you might always think that others have it better than you. So for example, you could say, I know it seems like a good idea now, but the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You should think about it some more before you decide.
对对对，刚跟这个 Jack 讲了，这个就叫别人家的孩子这种现象，对不对？别人家的总是好的。他这句话什么意思呢？就是说，哎，你啊，现在有一个不错的这个想法，但是呢，别满足啊，你可能还可以再想一想，在你做决定之前，永远都不满足。哎，这个跟做老板差不多。You know, like a boss always think like that, right?
Definitely, I think a boss always thinks like that. It's their job. Okay, so number two is beef.
Beef? Yeah. 我们有什么好讲的吗 ?Beef.
Yeah, I have no idea where this expression came from, but can you guess what it means?
You want to eat someone. I have no idea about it.
Well, actually, it means you have a problem with somebody.
Okay.
And they also have a problem with you.
Okay, so basically you don't like each other, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So if two people really hate each other or they've just had an argument, you could say they've got beef.
哎，就是说啊，就是这个 beef 在这里有complain 的意思，也有互相不喜欢的意思，就是啊，你们两个争吵了以后，你可以跟别人讲，哎 ，they've got beef， 哎，他们两个闹矛盾了，有矛盾了，互相哎 complain 对方。哎，这个 beef 其实还有第二种的这个好玩的用法啊，怎么讲呢？如果换成北京话，你就特别明白，叫别逼逼。Yeah, can you mimic that?
别逼逼
Yeah, that means don't beef means 别逼逼就是
别逼逼
哎，别在这里吵来吵去了，对吧？听着烦，听我讲，听我讲。
Right, so number three is champ at the bit.
哎，这个解释就有点有文化了啊！让我来装一装。哎，怎么讲呢？这个 champ, C H I M P, 就是。咀嚼的意思是那 right, beat 这个 beat 不是 a little bit 不是一点点啊，它是这个叫什么马嚼子还是嚼子，反正就套在马头上的那个东西啊，就是哎呀你看这个马很着急，它一直那但是你又得牵住它，什么意思呢？就是中文我们讲叫蓄势待发，迫不及待了。
Yeah, so this is one thatmakes sense when you think about it, but it's a little bit confusing at first. So obviously when the horse has the bit in its mouth and it's excited and it's eager, it's just a good way to describe how a person feels.
哎，刚刚 Jack 拿英文跟你讲了这个马嚼子吧，也许是这样，我讲错了你就批评我啊，就是说是什么，就 extremely eager to do something, 就特别的 eager, 特别的渴望去做哎这件事情。
Yeah, so an example sentence would be, he was champing at the bit to go to the party.
哎，就是说啊，他十分渴望的，迫不及待的要去参加那个 party 了。Okay, number four is go gaga. 你知道这个 Lady Gaga, 对吧？但是这个 gaga 是什么意思呢？你知不知道？啊，我们让这个 Mr. Jack 给你说一说。
Okay, so you can use this expression when you want to describe somebody being crazy or going crazy, but it can also just mean you're extremely excited.
哎，就是说啊，就是你疯了，对吧？哎，你怎么疯了？你可以说哎 ，go gaga。当然也可以说你这个 extremely excited, 就是说啊，极度的兴奋都可以说这个啊 go gaga. 比如啊 ,so for example, I went gaga when I saw my favorite band the other night, and I went gaga when they come on stage.
Oh, is that true? Maybe you see Lady Gaga. Go gaga for Lady Gaga.
No, maybe some rock band, yeah, you know, die for metal.
That's better.
Yeah.
Right, so the next one is an eager beaver.
哎，这是这个迫不及待的另一个讲法啊。So if you call someone an eager beaver, it means they are overexcited about something they are about to do.
Yeah, exactly. So for example, calm down, don't be such an eager beaver. We're about to leave now.
哎，就说，哎，别着急，别那么心急，对吧？我们马上就要出发。哎，但是注意啊 ，this has nothing to do with beavers， 啊、跟这个 beavers 没什么关系啊 ，because it's just an expression because it rhymes right， 就是
，yeah，
押韵对吧？
Yeah,
押韵、
嗯、，exactly。So I don't think I've ever seen an excited beaver. It's just because it rhymes, you know, beaver, eager, just,
yeah,
it's cute things.
Yeah, cute things.Okay, the sixth expression、we have got for you is to go back on one's word.就是什么意思呢？我们先听一段英文的解释。
Yeah, so this is an easy one to understand because if you're going backwards,、mm-hmm. then you're not doing something you would say you would. So you're breaking a promise. This is the main part of it.、
Yeah. 是，你想两秒钟，一二，哎，想到了，好尴尬。其实就是怎么说，就是说，说话不算数，是吧？就是说，哎，你这个 break a promise 就是你。毁掉了一个约定，跟人家讲的话不算数了。So, for example, if you agree to meet a friend, but then tell them you are busy, you are going back on your word.
Yeah, exactly. So when you make a promise to somebody, you give them your word. And then when you break that promise, you've gone back on your word.
So Jack, have you ever do something like go back、Ooh. On your word?
Oh, always. I'm terrible for telling people, I'll come out tonight, or yeah, we'll go do that. And then I always say, ah,、oh, no, I'm too tired, or oh, I've made other plans because, yeah, I'm just terrible like that.、
You are so bad.
Yeah, so bad, yeah.
Okay. 好，我们下一个这个，哎呀，就有一点这个深意了。It has deep meaning to it. It's by the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, so this can apply to so many scenarios.
Okay.
It basically means that you don't want to get on the wrong side or do any bad things to a person or thing that is being good to you or supporting you.
哎，你们听懂了吗？如果没听懂的话，我们来造一个句。So could you give some example?
Yeah, sure. So if your friend is complaining about their job and they're telling other people、mm-hmm. at their job about it, you could say, don't bite the hand that feeds you, they might fire you.
哎，这是什么？就是如果啊，有一个朋友啊，老抱怨，哎呀，我这个工作啊，这里不好，那里不好，但是其实每天又，每个月又领还不错的薪水啊，别人就说，哎，你别这样，这叫恩将仇报，对吧？他们可能会这个炒了你。所以这个、by the hand that feeds you 就是别人给了一个好东西给你，但是呢你回馈了别人一个不好的东西，恩将仇报。哎，你明白了吗？
Yeah, so basically just a warning.
好，我们终于来到最后一个。哇，今天讲的真的有点累，讲的太多了。 We have for you today is not have the heart to
Yeah, so you can use this when describing the emotion you feel when you just can't bring yourself to do something or tell somebody something. So this is especially used in sentimental scenarios. So for example, if you had to tell your mum you didn't like her cooking,、mm-hmm. you wouldn't have the heart to because you wouldn't want to hurt her feelings.
Oh, I see. 对，这个怎么讲呢？就是不忍心啊去干这件事情。就比如举了个例子，就说比如说啊，你不喜欢你妈妈煮菜，对吧？然后特别不喜欢，但是呢你特别不忍心去告诉她你不喜欢吃她的菜这件事实。有时候啊，我们总要说一些这种叫什么白谎言，对吧？
Yeah, so for example, a sentence would be, I tell my mum I really don't like her soups and they aren't very good.But I just don't have the heart to.
对，就是我 杰克老师说啊，从来不忍心告诉他妈，他这个汤啊做的不好吃，因为他呢不忍心做这件事情。你还是一个好孩子 ，You're a good boy.
Yeah, 我喜欢我的妈妈 ，So
我也喜欢我的妈妈。
Everything everybody does.
Yeah, yeah. 好，这些实用的表达还是挺不错的吧？如果呢你想学习更多实用英文，欢迎加入我们的付费会员课程——早安学徒的课程，限时特惠，年费会员我们只要629元。了解课程详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”。回复会员就可以了。哎，好的，接下来呢我们就来总结一下我们今天学到的实用表达，稍微有一点多，你要注意听啦。
The grass is always greener on the other side.
就是说啊，不满足啊，不满足。
I know it seems like a good idea now, but the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You should think about it more before you decide.
哎，我觉得这个主意啊听起来不错，但也许还有更好的，在你做最终的决定前，你可要好好的再想一想。
So number two is beef.
哎，这个 beef 我们之前讲了，它有这个 complain 抱怨、发牢骚、互相不满意啊，对方的这个意思。
They've got beef.
就是说他们两个互相埋怨，哎呀，闹矛盾了。我们也讲了第二个用法，就是说别逼逼，就是说哎呀，不要老在这里说三道四了，叫 don't beef.
Okay, Desant is a champ at the bit.
哎，等不及了。
He was champing at the bit to go to the party.
哎，他等不及啊，去这个 party 上玩了。
Number four, go gaga.
就是说疯疯癫癫 go crazy.
I went gaga when I saw my favorite band the other night.
哎，那晚我看到了我最喜欢的乐队，我疯了，可能是 AC/DC.
Number five, an eager beaver.
也是形容这个人啊，迫不及待，等不及。
Calm down, don't be such an eager beaver. We're about to leave now.
哎，不要着急啊，不要这么的迫不及待，我们马上就要出发了。你注意这里还是挺押韵的，比如说 eager beaver, 对吧 ?eager beaver.
Delio, go back on one's words.
说话不算数。
If you agreed to meet a friend, but then you told them you were busy, you are going back on your word.
如果你答应了去跟朋友呢见面面基，对吧，然后你又说哎呀我因为忙为理由放了别人鸽子，那么你就是一个说话不算数的人。
The cheat, bite the hand that feeds you.
恩将仇报。
Don't bite the hand that feeds you. They might fire you.
别恩将仇报，他们啊可能会炒了你的鱿鱼。是的，我的心里只有工作。你呢？
对，真的，真的。
你也是吗？有点虚伪。
学习。
哦，还有学习。Okay, learning.
Yeah. Okay, debate number eight. Not have the heart to.
不忍心。
I tell my mum I really don't like her soups, and they aren't very good, but I just don't have the heart to.
我好想告诉我妈妈，她做的这个汤啊，稍微有一点不是那么好喝，我不是太喜欢，但是呢，就是不太忍心了。好，很开心你又坚持收听到这里。今天还是有一个彩蛋的，今天是什么呢？可能要做成一个系列彩蛋嘛，就是要聊一聊杰克老师学中文的这个趣事。有什么趣事跟大家分享一下 ，Jack？
我听不懂，
我听不懂。
I don't understand.
Okay, so what's the interesting things about 我听不懂
？Well, basically, this is the first thing that you're taught when you come to China to say.、
Okay.
So it's I don't understand,、mm-hmm. but a lot of the time when I speak to Chinese people and maybe they think I can speak Chinese,、
okay.
I say, oh, 对不起，我听不懂 and they just speak louder because they think maybe I can't hear them or I didn't understand.
Okay, 就是说他说这个我听不懂听不懂，他们就会说的更大声一点，是吧？他以为你哎，这个耳朵是不是有点问题、
yeah. If this happens, then I just nod and go, oh, 好好好，我知道，我知道。对对对对对对对。
So never say 我听不懂。
Yeah, yeah.
好好的，我们呢这期节目呢就到这里了。我是 Neil，
我是 Jack。
OK， 下期见，
拜拜，
拜
拜拜。Bye.